This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Drew Betts, who is going to be the next athletic director at Danvers High School, currently the athletic director at Salem Academy Charter School and in Salem. And Drew, welcome. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Well, Drew, congratulations to you. And maybe just share a note or two on how this all came about, obviously with the position over at Danvers Open.
Yeah, so just obviously, I've been here at Salem Academy for 12 years and loved every day of it and continue to love every day of it. It just felt like it was at a point for me to try and explore change. And when the position at Danvers became available, I was able to apply, and it was a great interview process, and just getting a chance to meet some of the coaches and meeting with Morgan and Mr. Federica, the principal over there. It just seems like a great opportunity, and really excited about getting to work there.
Now, I assume you're going to start like July 1st or something like that? Or
yeah, I believe July 1st. I'm not sure what the actual technical start date would be just because the 1st is on a Saturday, but it'll be right around that. That July 1st is, I believe, the technical start date, but sometime that week coming up.
No, I get that. And we won't be stalking your office to make sure you show up on time either. But but anyway, Drew, I guess let me just talk, if we can, maybe about the success that you really had at Salem Academy Charter and what you built there and what the school built. I'm not saying it's all Drew Betts, but on the other hand, tell us about the growth of athletics at the school you're at now.
Yeah, so it's been incredible, and it's a ton of credit. We have a lot of really great coaches that are incredibly dedicated to the kids themselves. And then we've also had an incredibly dedicated group of student athletes who just very much like bought into working hard and, you know, doing everything that's asked of them. So like our progression essentially started as a pretty limited athletic offering. We had none of our own athletic facilities. So I say it goes back way back when to 2012 when we had our basketball tryouts outside at Palmer Cove in, you know, the middle of winter for 40 minutes before it got too dark. And now like we have our own beautiful gym here in Salem. And then across the board, our teams have been super successful. We started as just being within the MCSAO, which is the Massachusetts Charter School Athletic Organization, which is just made up of all charter schools. And the teams had some success in that. And then in 2019, we were able to transition into being in the MIA as well. And, you know, we've had some success with that at the Division V level. And my hope is that the school is, you know, in a great position right now where they're going to continue to have some more success at that level.
If you were to look back at this winter sports, what are the successes? Like, I know the basketball team played Salem High. I think it was twice this year, if I'm not mistaken. But I might be.
So for both on the boys and girls side, we've been fortunate enough to play against Salem High School twice a year for the since starting in that 2019-2020 winter. You know, going back to Coach Connolly, he was very, you know, apt to set up those. You know, those games, and then the same is true, you know, with Riley, and Coach Doyle has been great. And so we've been able to be, you know, a super competitive boys basketball program. And then on the girls side, they had a lot of success as well this year, and including one student athlete who have actually scored just over 2,000 points in her career.
Oh, wow. So, tell me, and what about spring facilities? You mentioned the story about the basketball team working out at Palmer Cove in the winter, but what do you have for spring facilities and spring sports coming up?
Yeah, so we don't have any of our own outdoor facilities. So our softball team plays down at Collins Cove. Our baseball team practices at Bentley Elementary School, and we'll play some games there. And then for our track and field team, they actually typically practice at the Commons, and then we'll do our races over at Bertram. And then we also have a boys volleyball program that is fortunate enough to practice here in the gym. But all teams are ready, and then we do have some middle school sports as well that start up that first week of April.
Maybe just share with our listeners the scope of the school, because it's numbers of students. Because again, you are a middle school and high school. So, am I right? Grades 6 and on, or
yeah, yep. So we're grades 6 to 12. It's just under 500 students, and it's like our school's big mission is around college prep, where, you know, traditionally about 100% of our students are accepted on to a 4-year college. Not necessarily all of them choose to make that decision to move forward, but we do a lot of work to prepare them for that, you know, next level.
Well, Drew, let me ask you some questions just about yourself. So, if I think I have it right, but you went to Endicott College. But tell me about prior to college and since that time, and a little bit more about Drew Betts.
Yeah, so I'll say I grew up in Bristol, Connecticut. Ultimately, came up here to Endicott. Was fortunate enough to play on the baseball team up here, and sort of fell in love with the area. So I give a ton of credit to, I got to play with Coach Haley, who's done an incredible job over at Endicott, and, you know, their baseball team is turning into a perennial power. So I will, you know, gotten, like I said, fell in love with this area and stayed up here. And since then I kind of, my wife's also a Connecticut native, and I sort of dragged her up this way, and, we've been married for almost 8 years and have three kids, and, we live right in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and, just, I'll say, both work in education and enjoy each and every day of it.
No, absolutely. That's great. And the Endicott thing. So when you went to Endicott, all these programs really at Endicott are really young programs in the big picture of the college scene. You're almost a pioneer there, right? Not too old, right?
Yeah. So it had been around for a little bit. When I was there in my first year, I actually got to play with Coach Heiser, who was at the time the athletic director at the school as well. And they had just a little bit of success, prior to me arriving. And then I will say, we always kind of joke about it, but my class is a little bit of a lull. Unfortunately, we didn't necessarily have as much success as some of the classes in front of us or behind us. But since then, they've just done an incredible job, and the people over there are great. And, you know, from the facilities to the talent that they're bringing in and the success that they've had, has been fun to watch as an alumni.
And finally, Drew, let me just circle back again to Danvers, your next job as AD over at Danvers High School. Any other thoughts, or do you want to share anything else with plans or vision for Danvers? Albeit, I think you still probably have some time to put all that together. But any other thoughts on getting that job?
Yeah, no, I couldn't be more excited. And like I said, I think for such a well-established program with some incredible facilities, and I've heard nothing but great things about all the coaches over there, and they have a lot of great systems in place. So I'm looking forward to just getting a chance to start to learn, and then from there sort of be able to try and make that assessment. But over the next little window of time, I'm trying to connect and reach out to talk to different coaches and sort of see the things that I can do to help support them. And then as we get back into the school year next year, just looking forward to working with the student athletes and getting to know them and, you know, supporting them as in whatever ways that I can.
Well, Drew, I appreciate you taking some time to join us, and I know you've done a great job over at Salem Academy Charter School. And thanks so much for your time, and hopefully we'll be in touch very soon down the road.
That sounds great. I appreciate the time, and have a great rest of the day.
You got it. Drew Betts with us, who will be the next athletic director at Danvers High School, currently the athletic director at Salem Academy Charter School, here on MSONewsSports.com.